Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, yesterday we shared with you a very, very big secret, thanks to a little girl at a store that told this other woman how you could pass gas silently. What was her trick again that she said?
How do I say this in medical terms? You spread your butt cheeks.
That's it.
You pull apart your butt so the ripple doesn't happen. And then you can turn, a loud fart into a silent but possibly deadly fart.
Science!
Did anybody try it yesterday?
No.
You guys, don't apply the things that you learned in class, huh?
Well, I already knew this trick, so...
Oh, Danny doesn't fart, we know that.
Ladies don't fart.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Right. Thank you. Yeah.
And Steve, I gather you definitely saw if you could get away with it yesterday. Is that the idea?
I did it at least three times. I'm positive
good for
that.
You.
Yeah.
And then you did not get caught?
No.
Oh, look at this.
Although,
here we go.
Oh, boy.
This is embarrassing, and I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe it's just age. Time's catching up to me, BJ, but I was in a Fred Meyer, and I was like, well, you know what? No one's going to hear it. It's loud. I'm just going to rip one. And as I'm walking, I rip one, and then my foot gave out. And I don't know if it was just weird timing. But all of a sudden, so I'm just walking normal, and I go, and all of a sudden, I feel this sharp pain in my foot, and I have never felt that. Like, it was just like one of those weird, like, spasms, and my foot, like, buckled. But then it would hurt. So if anyone was like near me, they watched me go from walking relatively normal to all of a sudden having a massive limp for the rest of the time that I was in Fred Meyer.
At that point, it looks like you pooped your pants.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they heard it.
Oh, okay.
But if somebody was looking at you, you think you're subtle, but you're not when you do your little butt like pop when you fart.
Yeah, I like to twerk it.
Yeah, it's very noticeable.
Well, anyways, yeah, so all of a sudden I went from walking normal to walking with a massive limp for the rest of the time in Fred Meyer. It was the weirdest thing. Maybe I just put too much pressure on my foot when I did went for the fart.
It could have been a ripple effect, you know, where it just went down your leg, the whole vibration and wrecked you.
It could have been that. I never had that happen before. And all I could think is I'm going to go home. I'm like, thankfully, my foot felt better by the time I got home. I'm like... If I came into my house walking with a limp, I'd have to tell my wife why, and it would just be yet another reason why she thinks I'm just a whack job.
Yeah, there was that. Yeah.
Steve's fart-related injury.
Right? She's like, what happened? I farted and pulled a foot muscle.
Well, it could be that you just don't have enough information. Now, granted, that little girl did start off something yesterday, and that is, of course, educating us to the secret of silent gas passing. But there's a doctor now we have on TikTok, hey, good for the doc on talk. He's going viral because there's a video of him listing a bunch of interesting facts about farts.
Take a minute to relax while I tell you some important facts about farts. On average, people fart 14 times a day. The more, the merrier. If someone tells you they don't fart, they're lying, and you should disown them immediately, or they've got a bowel obstruction, which is a medical emergency. Your average daily fart volume is enough to fill up a medium-sized balloon. Happy birthday. The first fart of your day is usually the largest. 75% of farts are produced by bacteria in the large intestine. Digested food that isn't broken down is chewed up by bacteria that produce microscopic farts, and these microscopic farts accumulate and become one of your regular farts. If you hold in a fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your blood circulation and breathed out when you exhale. Noise of a fart is a combination of anal sphincter vibrations and the percussion of butt cheeks against each other. Fart velocity and butthole tightness determine the sound.
Okay, you know how we always say you must be fun at parties and you made that more of an insult? Yeah. I think this guy literally is fun at parties.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if he busts that out.
Tell us more about farts, Doc.
Yeah.
I do agree the first fart is the most epic. Vicky even.
Oh, all right then. Wow. Okay.
It's always like the most startling because sometimes you don't really expect it. And then, I'm awake now. That woke
morning
me up.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very as it were.
Oh, look at us. You know, we're doing a lot. We're doing good for the world. That guy would be great, though, if you were ever embarrassed or if somebody did, you know, fart accidentally. He'd be there and go, well, let me tell you a story. Actually, you're not the only one that does this.
I'm playing that video for my wife because my wife and I have these arguments. She's always just like, why don't you hold them all in? I'm like, you don't understand. I'm holding in more than you know. Like, the ones that you hear are just because I just have to let them go. But she's always like, there's nothing wrong with holding them all in. You can hold it. I'm like, no, I've heard that it's actually not good for you. And he said it himself. It goes through your blood flow and then eventually it's going to come out somehow.
Yeah, well, it comes out your mouth. He says, like, you get fart breath.
What would you rather? Next thing you know, I got to spray my mouth with cologne like Danny.
Yeah.
Is that why you do it,
That's
Danny?
That's why he does That's it. We figured it out.
You've been holding all your farts in.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Mystery solved.
It works.
Yeah. Hey, we got a woman that spent the night in jail. Why? Well, all because of what she did when she missed her flight. What did she do? Oh, you know, Steve's going to tell you. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to the Care Bears for the Migs Report, because today is National Care Bears Share Your Care Day.
Wow, I didn't even know they were still around.
I don't know. It's also National Teddy Bear Day, which I think it's kind of like, which one's stealing from the other? I mean, you guys are, you should be in cahoots together.
Teddy bear's been around longer, though. Come on.
Yeah. Well, today's you're supposed to inspire acts of kindness and goodwill, and that's why it's National Care Bears Share Your Care Day.
Do they understand where we're living right now? Acts of kindness and goodwill? What a stupid holiday.
Yeah, when are we going to have that National F-Off Bear Day?
There we go. Yeah.
You.
F off on social media day, Bear. That's what I want to do. There we go.
You f*** off! Ah!
That's the day we need. All right, well, anyway, do whatever the hell you want today. I don't care.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Greg. How about that?
Oh, hey, Greg, happy birthday.
Big 5-0.
Wow, that's right? A big year.
It's kind of trippy, man, to think of that. Because I don't know. Yeah, you still, I don't know why. I just still view my brother as like being in his like 20s.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like arrested development or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know what you mean. Yeah. It's pretty wild when you go, whoa, you hit that number?
Pretty epic, man. That's for sure. How about this, though? This woman, she's 46 years old. Her name's Marina. She was to get on a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale to Chicago with her husband and her son. But apparently they didn't get to their gate on time, and so they missed their flight. So what did she do? She claimed that there was a bomb in her checked luggage. Because that'll get the plane to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Then they're like, I gotta turn this plane around. There's a bomb in the luggage. And then they could get on the plane and be like, hey, there's no bomb. Let's go where we have to go. But that's not how things work in life.
Oh.
They were in trouble for that. In fact, they were arrested.
Okay.
Yep. Lady's an idiot.
Yeah, just a bit.
Anyway, she said the reason why she did all this is that she was worried that her son would miss school the next day. That's why she called in the bomb.
Oh, well, see, she was doing it for his education.
This is I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's pretty fantastic. It's a video that's been shared online of something that happened during a baby's baptism. This baby was being baptized in a church in New York. And if you don't know how like baptisms work, the baby's naked, right? So it's right there with the holy water. And well, while that's all going on, the baby decided to expel its holy water onto the priest.
Oh, no.
And the reaction is just priceless. That's the best part.
Wow.
Wow. That and the kid's got a very powerful stream.
Yeah, he does.
Well, the best part about all this is that the dad then goes online and shares his feelings on all of it. Quote, baby Jonathan literally peed on the priest.
Oh, boy.
A proud moment for dad.
Wow.
A proud moment for us Mariners fans.
Yeah?
Just when you want to give up hope with them and the Houston Astros, what do they do, BJ? They beat them 8-5.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news is the Yankees keep losing, so maybe.
I mean, and you get that big series with Boston coming up very soon. Obviously, their next series is against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That all starts tomorrow, but then the series after that is against the Boston Red Sox. You can pick up some serious ground in that one. Yeah, they beat the Astros 8-5. They're now 2.5 games back from the wild card spot. It's a very exciting times for us Mariners fans.
It really is crazy. Toronto's decided to start being good, so we'll see. We'll see how this all shakes up.
And yesterday was the induction into the Hall of Fame for some of the inductees. I don't know if you paid attention and watched any of it, but yesterday the big one was, of course, Derek Jeter, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And my favorite part is during his speech, he called out that one baseball writer who decided not to vote him into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me.
It is stupid. Like him and Ken Griffey Jr. Like, how do you not vote those guys in the first time? Unless you just want to be like that smarmy, like snarky sports writer that's like, oh, I don't think they deserve to be in it. It's like,
you're absolutely right. It is really dumb. It's so dumb to just go, let's give them unanimous. What are you talking about?
Obviously, he was voted in his first year of eligibility. He got 396 out of a possible 397 votes. The crazy part is nobody knows who that one vote was, that one person that did not vote him into the Hall of Fame. They've never been identified. It's one of those mysteries that we'll maybe never get an answer to. I wish they would just come forward and be like, look, I'm the guy.
Yeah, tell us why. I mean, you may have some good reasons.
Unless you're just trying to be a contrarian.
Yeah, well, and also, you know, you probably go, are you kidding me? I don't want social media to hate me for the rest of my life. I'm not coming forward at all.
Football's back tonight, guys.
What? Wait, what?
It's so weird. It just doesn't feel like... I don't know why. Like, it's crazy to think that the Seahawks are starting this Sunday, and tonight you've got Dallas taking on Tampa Bay. So, Joe, you can watch your boy Tom Brady play tonight on Thursday Night Football, but it's just weird. I don't know why.
I don't know if it's because of the shortened preseason or whatever, but I feel like, it feels like it's just 1 week too early.
It might be a little bit of that, because we didn't really get to see any of the starters for the Seahawks, and now we'll finally get to see them starting on Sunday. Speaking of former Seahawks, former Seahawk Marshawn Lynch coming back to the Northwest.
Oh, really?
Kind of. He is opening up a restaurant in Portland.
Wow, okay.
It's a sports bar. It's got a Hawaiian vibe. It's inspired by his grandma's recipes.
Wow.
And it's supposed to open up next month. Any guess on the name of this bar? Of this restaurant, sorry.
Feast Mode.
You know, that was my first thought, too. I was like, you should call it Feast Mode. And it's actually very close. The restaurant's going to be called Beast.
Oh, just Beast. Okay. Nice.
Take all care right. of y'all chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere on the menu, there's got to be a Feast Mode, Steve. That phrase, that word has to be somewhere.
They should do like an all-you-can-eat thing, like from like, you know, at lunch, and it's called the Feast Mode.
I like this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem, buddy.
Grabbing my ding ding.
That's actually frowned upon at the restaurant.
Desserts only Skittles, right? That's it. Just Skittles.
Pretty much
for dessert.
Just take a handful of them.
He's gonna go table
something like that.
He's gonna go table to table to show people how to eat his food.
Here's just take a handful of it.
Stop bugging me.
Oh, sorry.
Fine.
Buddy.
If they don't have Skittles like at the end of every meal, like they do at Olive Garden with little chocolates, what are they doing?
Or they gotta get in cahoots with Blue Max Meats. Remember? They did the Skittles infused sausages.
Nothing wrong with that.
And those were awesome.
Mm.
The Beast Mode sausage.
That was good.
It's the best.
Maybe.
All right, well, think about it, man.
Okay, well listen, I mean, you know what? He's not going to lock himself in, okay? He does what he wants.
That's true. Head on to Portland starting next month and go check out Beast.
I'm thankful.
And I appreciate you as well.
Oh, well.
You don't feel in Beast Mode. It feels you.
I'm a little hurt.
That's here in Seattle?
Yeah, but I know we probably have a lot more restaurant competition, and down in Portland, I bet it would be a bigger deal.
Maybe it's just cheaper, and maybe he's just going to give it a whirl and see if it goes well, and if it goes well, bring it here to Seattle.
Oh, good call. That's a good trial. Yeah, Portland gets to be the trial market.
You know why I'm here.
Yeah, so this is going to be tough. I mean, A-Crop or Beast? Where are you going to go, Steve?
My ding ding.
A-Crop.
Well, let us A-Crop.
First weather, 81 degrees today. That's the major report, and that's what's up.
My ding ding.
It's very disturbing. So all of this is very disturbing. Yeah.
Well, speech mode, boss. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
So,
Well, you shouldn't say that if you're hosting at a restaurant.
No, you really,
it's your bitch coming by.
Yeah. I said, well, I mean, you know what? There's no other host that could get away with it but him. You know? I mean, I'm not going to argue if I'm at the door and go, no, I left her at, hey, Kim Kardashian, you know her, right?
Never heard of her.
Yeah, she's I guess somewhat famous. Can you believe her daughter's now 8? Is it now Northwest is the kid of her and Kanye, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, last name West, Kanye West, yeah.
I can't believe I was just thinking Northwest was her name, like, you know, they just went directions, you're right.
Northwest West.
Yeah. that I can't believe it's been 8 years. That, you know, and maybe even longer that they've been together. Well, they were together. I think they're getting ready not to be together, but yeah, eight years old. And how about somehow, some way, at 8 years old, North has got herself an Instagram, or at least access to Instagram. And she calls out her mom on Instagram.
Well, her mom was posting something on Instagram, and she's in the background, BJ.
Oh, she's in the background.
I don't know if she has her own Instagram page.
Oh, I was going to say, the kid's much more advanced than I am. I was already thinking, like, these kids.
I saw this video, and typically I wouldn't care about anything about Kim Kardashian or any of this stuff. I'm like, wow, how is it that the 8-year-old seems more just in tune with reality than everyone else in her family? It's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's calling out her mom for changing her normal speaking tone when she's pitching things to her millions of followers on social media. So here's North going, hey, mom, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just got my new BoxyCharm, and I wanted to share with you.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
When for your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk? Guys.
Guys. So today I got this mask. And these bronzers.
Is that what I say? Is that what I sound like?
Yes, that is what you sound like.
Pretty much.
Fantastic.
That's a great impression.
Oh, she is. Oh, boy. This is. She's not happy about that.
That's how every Instagram influencer sounds like. I don't know if it's Kim Kardashian that started it. And so everybody that goes on Instagram talks like that when they do their videos. But like anytime I watch any of these kind of, hot chicks telling us what we should buy videos, they all sound the same.
Yeah. North is, she is spot on. She's absolutely right. Which, You know, I mean, it's funny if Kim doesn't even realize she's not doing it. You know, it's like, what do you mean? This is how I always talk. No, you're not talking to me that way right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, she's been doing it for so, that influencer voice for so long that even like for me, because I used to work on a pop station, we used to play so much Kardashian like audio. Uh-huh. It just like is like cringe for me. The minute I hear it, I'm like, ah, stop, stop.
If I have to listen to it, I have to pull up the video to watch it as well. Because it's kind of like, you know, at least like something good to look at.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if I got to listen to Kim, I need to look at Kim.
Yeah, I'm loving this. I look forward to seeing more interaction between North giving her mom the truth. I mean, truth bombs from North will be so great.
Oh, just wait till we start hearing her feelings on Dad.
Oh.
I got to imagine if this is how she's just like pulls no punches on Mom. I got to imagine she's got some fun things to say about her father.
She may be the best thing for that whole family to be able to just go, look, you guys need to figure this out. You know, what if North is like the coolest person on the planet and just educating her parents to be like regular human beings and not out of their minds?
No, wait, Mom, so awesome. Dad, why are you so weird?
Yeah, seriously.
First of all, why'd you name me North? Yeah. You know what my last name is.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah, that conversation is going to be great, too. Oh, man. That's fantastic. I'm loving that. Good job, North. You know what? Northwest is my favorite direction. My new favorite direction.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, you know what I mean? Hey, I never really had a favorite direction.
I was about to ask you, what was
I
your favorite
really
direction?
Yeah,
I thought maybe it was down south.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That's mine.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I'm not going to assume that was creepy, but then you just, yeah. You know what? You came through for me, buddy.
I'm here for you.
Thanks, man.
Not in that way, though.
Whoa.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see. Yeah, okay. Yesterday, Mr. Down South, he did get this one right.
What color is the stitching on balls in Major League Baseball?
He said, stitching.
Red.
Yes.
That was perfect, considering we're going down south. Very nice. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Meigs. We'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.